It had never been an issue or a concern, but I needed closure on a matter I had flirted with in the past, my origins and full identity. I only knew the maternal side of my family, so I broached the subject on a trip I took with my mother on 18 December 2021 on the luxurious Blue Train after the devastating COVID-19 pandemic. As we approached Pretoria, following a journey of more than 48 hours from Cape Town, my mother told me she had always wanted to name me Khosi, which means king. But my grandmother insisted on Tebe Itsile, the shield has arrived. I'm assuming my hopeful grandmother was expecting I'd become her protector, or better yet, the protector of the family name. It was a rather tall order I'm still trying to live up to every day. Like many South African children of my era, I was raised by my grandparents. We lived in Galeshewe, in the mining hub of Kimberley, the capital city of what was then the Cape Province, now the Northern Cape. My grandmother, Regina Dikalabue Galafeng, was a small built but sturdy Motswana woman, born on the 19 July 1919 and raised in Tsokonyane, Taung, in what is now known as Bokone Bophirima, or the Northern Cape. As was common then, my younger sister, Keroma Mang, for some unknown reasons, we called her Bunny So, while her friends called her Soso. My younger brother, Munsiwa, and I were all raised by my grandmother, while my mother pursued a nursing career in 14 Streams and Port Elizabeth, now known as Qebega, before getting married and eventually settling in Rocklands, Bloemfontein. I don't know how my grandmother met my grandfather, Franz Medule Ikalafeng, who was born in Molepolele, Botswana, in 1914, but emigrated for work and settled in South Africa in 1933. Together, they raised four children. My mother, Gaulibalwe Miriam, born in 1943, followed by Francis Gaurekwe, we called him Basi, in 1947, Simon, we called him Shiman, in 1952, and Katazo, we called him Dexter, in 1956. I'm the firstborn grandchild, born at Galeshewe Hospital on Friday, 15 July, 1966, at 3 a.m. We called my grandmother Mawe, mother, in other words, as she was our primary custodian while our birth mother was working out of town. Because we only saw our mother on holidays and all our uncles and cousins called her Sisi, an abbreviation for sister, we also call her sister. To this day, she's simply Sisi. Our grandmother was a devout Catholic and never missed a Thursday evening women's prayers meetings and Sunday mass. As a member of the St. Anne's Women's Order, she wore a purple cape, purple undershirt, and black pencil skirt for the order's meetings on Thursdays and for mass on Sundays. She had obviously given up on my uncles, Dexter and Shimani, who had never went to church while I was growing up, at least as far as I recall. But my sister and I had no such luck. Her only other hope was my eldest uncle, Basi, who had unfortunately dropped out of priesthood after 3 or 4 years and rarely, if ever, went to church ever since. As the eldest grandchild, I had to shoulder the brunt of the house choice, especially the arduous task of polishing our red stoop late on Saturdays or at worst early on Sundays before joining her for the 7:30 or 10 a.m. church service. I dreaded mornings, but as an altar boy at our parish church, Our Lady of Fatima, and an unofficial member of the choir, I had to be up a little earlier on those days when I was part of both service and the choir. I'll admit that even then, I was rarely the first to arrive. I was more often the last, huffing and puffing. I was always on a collision course with my grandmother because I hated waking up early. While she doted on me and all her grandchildren, she was relatively strict. Our grandfather was hardly ever home, as he worked at the Kimberley Power Station during the week and returned on Fridays for the weekend. So she was the disciplinarian in the house. Besides, when our grandfather got home on payday Fridays, he'd be inebriated, swearing and disruptive. But he was a different person altogether when he was sober. I suspect, as was common in our neighborhoods back then, that alcohol offered an escape for many men living under the repressive apartheid system that emasculated them. Our house at number 5 Munsua Road was a typical Galeshewe Township 3-room, not 3-bedroom, house.